The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 63 new COVID-19 cases and no deaths in its latest update posted November 10. Dr. Charles Gardner, the region's medical officer of health, said this is the first time since the third wave the health unit has reported this many cases in a 24-hour period. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Wasaga Beach, 2, one person between 45 and 64 years old and one person between 65 and 79 years old. One case is listed as close contact transmission and one case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Clearview, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barrie, 36, 13 youth under 18 years old, 8 people between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 35 and 44 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, 4 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 2 people over 79 years old. 12 cases are linked to close contact, 3 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, 7 cases are outbreak related, and 15 cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, one person between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and the other 2 cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 4, 2 youth under 18 years old, one person between 18 and 34 years old, and one person between 35 and 44 years old. One case is linked to close contact, and 3 cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 2, 2 youth under 18 years old. One case is outbreak related, and the second is still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 3, one person between 18 and 34 years old, one person between 35 and 44 years old, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Severn, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 3, two people between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 65 and 79 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission and one is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 3, two people from Huntsville, and one person from Georgian Bay Township. Included in the new cases reported today are 42 unvaccinated, 1 partially vaccinated, and 20 fully vaccinated people. Gardner said today, about 65% of the region's cases over the last 7 days have been in unvaccinated people, including children, with more than 30% being fully vaccinated people. There are currently 349 active cases in the region. 20 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 14,400 cases of COVID-19 with 13,783 of those cases recovered and 268 cases ending in death. More than 73% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include St. Bernadette Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 9, 1 case. St. Peter's Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 8, 5 cases. Unnamed private school in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 2 cases. Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 4, 2 cases. ECC Samuel de Champlain Public School, Orillia, declared November 3, 8 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 9 cases. Assakeenic Public School, Barrie, declared October 22, 16 cases. Holy Cross Public School, Innisfil, declared October 15, 29 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 14 local cases, with more cases in people who live outside the region. Unnamed childcare facility, declared November 4, 3 cases. Unnamed childcare facility, declared November 8, 5 cases unnamed fitness and recreation facility, declared November 2, 2 cases unnamed shelter, declared November 1, 21 cases a second unnamed shelter, declared November 8, 7 cases. Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, Barrie in the Transitional Care Unit, declared October 29 to 11 patient cases associated with the outbreak, plus fewer than 5 staff cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 10. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 225,223 the 2nd of October 17,1898 74.8% Barrie 4,833.4 523,124 the 11th of November 93,150.84 1% Bradford WG 2,287 2,227.39 November 9, 5,239.83.7% Clearview 156, 147, 5 November 6, 1,038.82.6% Collingwood 288, 281, 3 October 31 1,167.88.3% ESA 576, 561, 5, 1 November 7, 2,390.73% Innisfil 1,410 1,368.21 2 November 9, 3,420.82.4% Midland 219,213 The 6th of September 26 1,196.86.2% New Tecumseth 1,685 1,647.18 2 November 9, 3,980.78.5% Aurelia 397.374.9 November 9, 1,174.88.6% Oro Medant 270.252.6 November 9, 1,157.82.9% Penetanguishene 237.217.8 November 6, 2,428.90% Remara 133.131 1 November 2nd 1,272.85% Severn 98.89.3.1 November 9th 654.84.1% Springwater 346.330.2 November 9th 1,614.90% Tay 135.130.3 November 8th 1,204.86% Tiny 154.150.2 November 5th 1,147.78.6% Wasaga Beach 325.311.5.3 November 9th 1,371.85.1% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.